Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and it is Wednesday, so let's wrap up today's show with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, to talk a little sports. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Meg.
I'm so delighted to see you. Let me tell you, it's been a heavy kind of day. All right, let's start with the fact that Nike has this wild claim that their newest pair of shoes, the Zoom Vaporfly Elite, could help marathon runners run the marathon in under 2 hours.
Picture a room on the Nike campus full of men whose consciousness may have been artificially enhanced, trying to think up a name for the new shoe. And somebody comes up with Zoom Vapor Vapor Fly Elite. And they all say, yes, yes, that shall be the name of the new shoe. Sometimes it's impossible to believe how silly things become.
Perhaps the name, but what about the claim? Well, under 2 hours?
Yeah,
marathon?
Maybe. Somebody will run a marathon in under 2 hours, I'm sure, whether with the Zoom Vaporfly Elite on their shoe, on their feet or not. But the thing that really is amazing or interesting to me about this story is that the controversy about whether this shoe constitutes an unfair advantage that these runners would have over people who were wearing the sub-Zoom
mere humans
Vapor Stumble non-elite or whatever it would be. And, of course, you can't decide because the federation that's supposed to make those decisions says nobody should have a shoe that gives them an advantage. And then the question is, well, what would give them an advantage? And the federation says, we don't know. And that's the end of the discussion. Nobody submits their shoes for examination. Nobody has said, you know, you can't do this. Pistorius, they said eventually, yeah, he can run with the carbon fiber blades. But it's each individual kind of case. And I guess so far, nobody has said that the Zoom Vaporfly Elite is an unfair advantage. So I guess the athletes will continue to wear them until somebody says, no, wait a minute, there's a little piece of kryptonite in that shoe. And you
but this, you know that this has happened before. What was it, the Speedo? Was it a Speedo? The razor?
Oh, yeah, the bathing suits.
Yeah. A couple of Olympics ago, people were smashing world records.
Right, right.
The suit got banned, right?
Body suits, and then the suit got banned. They did decided that that was an unfair advantage, and I suppose the unfair advantage went to the teams that had enough money to buy the suits. I don't know.
Well, that is a form of unfairness,
yeah, of
I have
it is.
To say.
Of course
All
it
right,
is.
Well, let's move forward and talk some local sports here because the Celts have lost 2 games in a row, and I know two does not a trend make, but we're going to call it that anyway.
They're still a good deal closer to the top of the standings than to the bottom. So
yeah, that's good.
What I look at every once in a while.
And Isaiah Thomas is blaming what he calls experimenting.
Yeah, this is an interesting situation for a bunch of reasons. One is the old school theory that a player should never second guess a coach. And that apparently has changed. Obviously, it's changed. There are lots of players over the years in lots of different sports who've spoken up and second guessed their coaches. And sometimes if the player is important enough and is making enough money, the coach is fired and a coach who is satisfactory to the player is brought in immediately. But in this particular case, the complication is the NBA season is very, very long, and every coach of a successful team, certainly a team that hopes to be a contender, has to kind of be very careful with how many minutes various guys play
right.
so that they're not completely exhausted by the time they get to the playoffs. So, yeah, you can argue that in this particular game, the wrong decision was made and the Celtics blew a fairly large lead and lost a game by a lot. But you can also argue that all those guys sitting on the bench will have a little bit extra to draw on when they get to the important part of the season.
Now, Brad Stevens is saying that this is just a blip on the radar screen
yes.
for him. But how unusual is it, though, for a player to publicly criticize a coach?
This is being treated as the kind of point in Isaiah Thomas's career where he sort of earned the right to mm-hmm. step into this higher echelon of players who have the right to criticize a coach. And maybe that's correct. He certainly has been a very important part of the Celtics, kind of rising up from a sub-500 team to a team that actually beats good teams on some nights, and some people think they'll make a deep run in the playoffs.
Well, we have just a couple seconds, Bill, so let's just touch on the NFL. They're talking trades. Now, this is the legal tampering period.
You have to be very, very careful with the language because that's dangerously close to alternative facts.
What is legal tampering?
Authorized assault. I don't have any legal tampering. It's just stupid. It's stupid. No, it's a period of time where agents can make deals for players and they can do everything except sign the dotted line. In other words, they can put the deals in place, but they can't actually. And so it's as silly as a lot of things that bureaucrats involved in sports develop.
Bill Littlefield with the straight facts on sports, as always. He's host of NPR's Only a Game. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Meghna.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.